gesels met Nianel. Nianel, saam met my. Waar is jy op die oomblik? Waar is jy, Nianel?
Wel, ek sit op my Pilatesbol in Johannesburg.
Op jou Pilatesbol. Ek is bly om te hoor dat jy fiks is en gesond is en so aan. Dis een van jou groot dinge daar, right? Wellness en om jouself fisies en mentally gesond te hou in die klas van dinge.
Ja, kijk, vir my dit is verskriklik belangrik. Ek dink, omdat ek so baie motivering en inspirasie nodig het, ek stap in die oggend so 6 kilometer, want ek sta net op dat ek net al hierdie negative thoughts uit my kop uit kan kry, dan stap ek hulle net weg.
Dis goed om te hoor, maar natuurlik wat jy ook doen, waarvoor ons die rest van ons, behalwe nou vir jou wellness en jou baie goeie tips en jou gezondheid en well-being, gaan dit natuurlik oor die muziek. Jy maak nog steeds muziek, ontken jou muziek wat jy al reeds gemaakt het, en nou is daar een splinter nuwe song wat 'n samenwerking tussen jou en Craig Hines is. Vertel ons meer.
Ja, hierdie song is ons eerste single van my nuwe album, my nuwe EP af, Love is Home. So my EP is nou beskikbaar en hierdie is ons eerste single en ek het hierdie liedjie geskryf. Ek sien saam met 'n man, sy naam is Billy Lowry, hy is in die UK. Ja. En hy het daai song geskryf van Tina Turner, I don't wanna fight anymore.
Oh, wow,
so hy is 'n fantastiese, hy is 'n fantastiese liedjie skrywer. Hy is nou in sy 70. Hy het groot geword en geskryf saam met die Bee Gees en daai manne en ek het moes 2 jaar terug 'n world publishing deal gesign met Fairwood Music in die UK.
Okay.
En toe het hulle my nou met hom in kontak gesit. Toe skryf ek en hy hierdie liedjie en ek het die sang net klaar geskryf saam met hom. Toe kry ek 'n boodskap van Craig Hines. Craig Hines is die lead vocal van Watershed.
Yes.
Ek weet nie of jy hulle onthou daai van You My Little Indigo Girl. Ja,
yes, een van ons favorites. Craig by Airplane.
Is dit, ja, nee, hy is fantastisch met sy liedjie skryf ook, maar ek en hy het nou nie hierdie song saamgeskryf, maar dit vraag vir my, nee, hoekom re-record ons nie die liedjie van Jock of the Bushveld, ek en hy het dit gedoen jare terug vir die Jock of the Bushveld movie,
yes.
En toe sê ek vir hom, kyk, dit is 'n goeie idee, maar weet jy wat, hoekom doen ons nie een splinter nuwe song, en ek het nou net hierdie liedjie klaar geskryf, so hoekom sing ons nie somme ietsie splinters niet, nee, ek stuur het te vorm, en hy sê vir my, yes, is vir hom baie mooi, en daar het jy dit, Rise Up.
And then also, so was Rise Up, it wasn't written initially as a duet, as two parts, right? You've kind of adapted it now, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, actually, because Billy Lowry and I wrote the song together, we kind of made it as a duet because there's a very definite two-part kind of thing in it, you know. So it's such a cool song for two people to do, especially male and female, bringing the yin and the yang together and just kind of encourage people to go back to the core of who we are, which is love, you know. And so for me, this song is very motivational, inspirational. I can hear it being sung at anthem. I don't know if rugby would be
maybe at the after party.
After party, you know, let's just rise up, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But it's one of those songs where you know, you listen to it, you feel better. I mean, not all music is like that, but there is that emotional component to music that I think people underestimate. And this is one of those that just grabs you right at the beginning, and it is one of those songs that I find inspirational. I find it like, wow, and I kind of want to face the day, you know.
Ah, thanks so much. You know, for me, everything is about that. You know, the core of my essence and my songwriting is always to sort of motivate myself, encourage myself. And if I share this with you know, humanity and inspire someone out there, it will be really great. But in the end, you know, we kind of do what is making us feel good and better. So for me, I think music is incredibly healing, and that is why I spend a lot of time using my own medicine just to help me to face the day and get through the day. And sharing it with people, I mean, that comes in your 50s. I think once you turn 50, you all about fulfillment, and you want to share and you want to feel good, you know. So for me, all my songs as a kind of a message that either teaches us to remember who we are and what we are a part of on this planet.
Sure.
And if you go and listen to my new EP, Love is Home,
Yeah,
you can find it, by the way, on all the platforms. You can find it on Amazon.com. iTunes.
I'm pretty sure it's
Apple,
on Spotify as well.
Spotify,
I found it there.
Spotify. So you'll find the new Lover's Home EP, and this single Rise Up is on that EP, and also six other beautiful songs, which is all focused on motivating. You know, I went to Namibia last year, October, because I just had this this feeling that my dad was going to pass away in December, and he was there in an old age home there, Oderust, in Windhoek. And so I went to go and visit him in October, and then he did pass away in December. And there's a song on this EP called A Song That's Yet Unsung, which I dedicate to my dad. And I just think it's a beautiful, beautiful bunch of songs that can just inspire and motivate. And you're right, music is so healing. So yeah, if you feel like feeling good and inspired, and just if your soul needs a bit of medicine, go and listen to my EP.
Nianel, your single Rise Up was released on the 8th of March, and then basically 3 weeks later, the EP was released. That was on the 30th of March. So how's the response been? Because this is currently on radio in South Africa, right?
Yes, Rise Up is doing, we've only released the single Rise Up first. We'll get some more songs out later. But Rise Up is doing really, really good. Radio is receiving it with open arms, so I'm very grateful for that. And also for you guys, thank you so much, Nova, for your willingness to support us still.
Hey, and, you know, great music is great music. And, of course, you know, even though you spend most of your time in SA now, you know, we still regard you as local. That's you know, you always remain local. I mean, the country's burning to your heart. There's no way you're getting away from it. But and you have a lot of ties here as well. There's family of yours still here and all that. So I know that for practical purposes, SA is probably the best option. But we see you back here every now and then.
Absolutely. I mean, your heart's always in Namibia. If you're born there, you're in Namibia, always.
Okay, that's good to hear. I've got the song lined up. So this is Craig Hines, lead singer of Watershed, and Nianel with a song penned by her. And what is that gentleman's name? The famous guy who wrote with the Bee Gees? You said his name was Lowry, is that right?
So, Billy Lowry. Yeah.
There we go.
And it's such an honor to write songs and music with him. We've written another one together on this EP called Thank You, which is also such a cool song. You should have a listen to that.
Wow. Well, here we go. This is Rise Up. Thank you so much for chatting to us today. You can now continue with it. Did you say you're on top of your Pilates ball?
I'm sitting on the ball. I'm gonna bounce up and down on the song Rise Up now.
Great stuff. Well, we're giving you lots and lots of good vibes from Namibia. Keep well from home, and keep the good music up. We're looking forward to the rest of the songs on that EP. I must still download that, and I will certainly do so later today. Thanks, and have a good one.
Thank you so much for your support. Have a beautiful day. Take care, man.
All right, here we go. This is the brand new one from Nianel. It's called Rise Up.